Oh, freedom.
They have to do with either gaining something material, a material object or something, that is outside of us, are avoiding unpleasant feelings inside of us. Freedom is an internal spiritual process. It is a creative act. True freedom frees us to experience our true divine beingness. Being truly free requires a complete paradigm shift in our thinking and believing, because it goes against everything that our culture demands. When we found unity, we learned that we were individualized, unique divine beings, and expressing those qualities brought us peace of mind, which enhanced our freedom. True freedom is a freedom to be or to do, instead of a freedom from something, freedom from material existence. Freedom is moving towards something, not away from something. True freedom opens us up to a whole new inner world of the fifth dimension. Now, according to Charles Fillmore in The Revealing Word, quote, freedom is the quality or state of being without thought or restraint, bondage, limitation, or repression, having a sense of complete well-being. It is a result of regulating one's life according to principle, not according to what anyone else thinks or says. Unquote. We are free when we understand and embrace that God is our freedom. When we allow Spirit to run our lives and we seek God's will for us, then we have the same type of inner freedom that the enslaved people had, even when they were chained and sold as property. Do you have that degree of faith to stand up to your own fears and doubts? Stand up to outside criticism, to know who you really are, a child of the Most High God, powerful, unlimited, an epitome of love? You are those things. You are powerful, unlimited, and the epitome of love. In essence, it is a tall order to grow into that revelation. It takes a lifetime, many lifetimes, to become free. Jesus Christ said, you must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. He also said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The act of love will divulge the truth to us. We can never know the full meaning of freedom until we abide in our Christ consciousness. Both mystics, Jesus Christ and Charles Fillmore, tell us to seek the truth that is found only within ourselves. Despite our own or others' thinking, judgment, criticism, hatred, oppression, and appearance, truth frees us from our inner bondage of worry, fear, hatred, and all negativity. When we are worried, fearful, resentful, hateful, bitter, and all those other negative feelings that make us feel icky and eventually sick, we are not in Christ consciousness, and we are definitely not spiritually free. Jesus Christ's entire ministry was to teach us how to access and activate the Christ consciousness within us. Jesus told his disciples, I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the bread of life. He made many I am statements. Jesus said that we could do what he did, and we could do greater things than he did. He said we were Christ. So if that's true, Jesus is saying that we are to allow our faith and actions to shine that Christ light inside of us out into the world. We are to be the good shepherd and call to God all those people who are lost. And we are to allow Spirit to work through us to feed those who are starving spiritually. Wow. It's quite an order, isn't it? Are you as an individual ready for that? Are you as a congregation ready for that? How do we access our Christ consciousness? Prayer and meditation, of course. We develop our inner spiritual strength through spending time in the stillness with God. J. Jesus said, it is God that does the work, not me. We can also develop our awareness of Christ consciousness by watching what we say to ourselves and others. Our faculty of power is located in our throat. What we say to others and to ourselves is powerful, and it affects our level of consciousness and consequently our level of freedom. Now I've asked Charlene to hand out a poem that I wrote. I wrote this 2 years ago during the prayer, unity prayer thing, and day, and I'd like us to read this poem out loud. And, okay, sir, you got it. So it goes like this. Okay, so the pink, each stanza is two lines of pink, and then on the other side of the image is two lines of blue, which go with the pink one. So we go across like that. When I was here at that prayer vigil, it was pretty an amazing, it was an amazing event for me. I could feel the prayers that had been spoken in this sanctuary. They were sitting in the walls, and sitting in the floor, and sitting in the ceiling. And I was surrounded by all of that love that was in this sanctuary. It was an amazing experience. And this prayer, this poem came as a result of it. So let's start. When I say I am tired, say it with me. When I say I am tired, I forfeit my energy.
When I say I am exhausted, I activate my spirit.
How on? Let me repeat that again. Let me say this just the first time so that you see what I'm saying. It's not like a regular poem, okay? It doesn't go down, it's across. When I say I am tired, I forfeit my energy. The blue side. When I say I am enthusiastic, I activate zeal. Okay, now let's try that. The next time. Next one. When I say I am poor, I abandon my inheritance. When I say I am prosperous, I claim abundance. When I say I am discouraged, I refute faith. When I say I am uplifted, I raise my consciousness. When I say I am fearful, I victimize myself. When I say I am loved, I bless the world. When I say I am angry, I hide away. When I say I am happy, I share my joy. When I say I am lonely, I despair and separation. When I say I am connected, I embrace our oneness. So, with that poem in your hand, what did you notice about the poem? Any ideas?
When I say I am.
Oh, I am, right. They're I am statements. So how are the left and the right sides different? Other than the color, of course.
Left side is more negative and the right side is positive.
So this is the left side is more negative, the right side is more positive.
Yeah. One side is a lie and the other side is the truth.
Very good. One side is a lie, the other one is the truth. So the verbs on the left, forfeit, abandon, refute, victimize, hide, and despair. If we live that life, that's a bummer of a life, isn't it?
Yes.
Now look at the verbs on the right side. Activate, claim, raise, bless, share, embrace. The left side is filled with negative, limited statements of loss, lack. We give ourselves messages like that when we don't discipline our thinking, and we allow our egos to run our lives. As a result, we forfeit our lives, feel abandoned and victimized, and we hide in despair. The left side feels bad. Then we wake up, hopefully, and we start asking for help from a higher power. We then experience positive energies that activate and claim the good that God promises. We raise and bless others, and we share love and peace with others, and we receive harmony, peace, and joy. This right side feels good. When we feel good, that's when we know that we have found the truth, with a capital T. The truth rings in true inside of us as serenity. Do you know that you have that much power to activate, claim, raise, bless, share, and embrace life? You hear it every Sunday here. Brenetta says it, Reverend Sharon says it, Reverend Karen says it, Sarah says it, I say it. But do you know in your heart that you have unlimited power? The power to be truly free? How is the truth, with a capital T, setting you free? Do you have a healthy body and mind? Do you live a relaxed, worry-free life? Do you have wonderful relationships? Do you have someone special in your life who cherishes you? Do you have children who love you and want to be with you? Do you have enough money to enjoy your life? Do you have, or did you have, a fulfilling and meaningful career? Is prosperity flowing freely into your life? Are you thrilled to wake up in the morning? Do you love what you do? Our outer circumstances are a reflection of our inner consciousness. As within, so without. Prosperity, which includes all areas of life, is not just an absence of lack. You activate the energy of prosperity when you say yes to the creative flow of life. Because in that energy you live and move and have your being. Speaking of wonderful things in our life, on July 16th, Brenetta will be beginning a class on abundant living, on how to achieve the type of freedom that I'm speaking of here. The book she is using is easy to understand. It's a great book. The message is simple and clear. I hope you attend that class. I think you'll really enjoy it, and you'll get a lot out of it. The greatest freedom is the freedom to grow into our own manifestation of the Christ consciousness. We must learn to stand tall and face our fears, doubts, and inertia that keep us slaves within our own mental prison. When we try to escape through denial, through addictions, through blaming, or a myriad of other things, we are not living the promise of freedom. Freedom is not an escape. It is the choice to be strong, to understand, to find a transcendent way to embrace and act our highest potential. It is moving towards something, not away from something. The greatest freedom is the freedom to be, the freedom to choose the kind of thoughts you think in the face of contradictory appearances and conditions. When Jesus rode into the town on the donkey on Palm Sunday, he was traveling to his death. He knew that at the time he was doing it. He chose to add fuel to the fire by throwing over the tables in the temple. He was exercising his own freedom of choice. Jesus didn't have to die that week. He could have decided to go to another town or another country and to live peacefully without hassle until he was an old man. But that was not his mission. That was not his journey to his highest potential. He chose to be killed so he could show everyone what freedom really was. Freedom from death. Freedom from appearance. He chose to show us eternal life, and he had to die in order to show us that. But Jesus didn't choose alone. He co-created with God to make that happen. He did not want to die that hideous, horrible death on the cross. Nobody wants to do that. He said to God in a moment of anguish, and I'll paraphrase, you know, if you could see fit to change this, I'd really appreciate it. But your will, not mine, be done. If Jesus had walked away from his mission on earth, he would have been a slave to his own fears and doubts. He would not have been known to us today. We would not be practicing unity today, because unity's message is Jesus' message, to love God, to love ourselves, and to love others. To love, to forgive, to achieve awareness and expression of our highest potential in Christ consciousness. That's freedom. Jesus died to teach us how to be free. Harriet Tubman and the slaves were willing to die to be free. Are you willing to give your all to be free, no matter what that looks like to you? We cannot, from our human standpoint, gain freedom on our own. When we try to do our best to create our lives and have freedom, things backfire because we're approaching our lives from the materialistic world. We become small and selfish and fearful and egotistical and manipulative and sometimes delusional. Sometimes it's pretty terrible. And we end up on the left side of this poem, experiencing loss and lack. We must include spirit in our scenario, because God's will is to give us the kingdom of heaven, and that freedom is found in the kingdom of heaven. God must be included. If we are to gain our freedom, we must partner with God. We must open ourselves up to God's will and have faith and take action to co-create heaven on earth. Jesus taught it in the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we awaken to our spiritual identity and we trust that God has our back, we become freed of our egoic, materialistic world. And the Christ within us reveals itself. It's always there, but we must be open to letting it show itself. Much of the time, God's will requires us to do something different, to take a risk, to move out of our comfort zone, to overcome our old way of thinking, to follow an unknown path. It's not easy, and we all know that sometimes it's downright painful. We give up control when we follow God's will. And we all know, nobody wants to give up control, right? Right? It takes all of our ability to be true to our divine self. And it results in true personal freedom. Ever since I was a teenager, I wanted to give Sunday lessons like this one. To be a spiritual teacher. To be a writer. To be a healer. In my 20s and 30s, I hummed my way into transcendental meditation to try to expand my awareness of my divine nature. In my 40s and 50s, I felt like a swashbuckler fighting my egoic demons that kept me small and silent. And in my 60s, I began letting go. I got small and silent again. But this time it was different. There was a serenity to it. At 70, I found unity. God has been preparing me for freedom, releasing that which no longer works and receiving that which gives me peace. I was led to earn my licensed Unity Teacher Certificate, and here I now stand. My teenage dream fulfilled. Giving Sunday lessons, teaching spiritual classes, writing spiritual poetry and books, and facilitating healing circles. All these new doors have opened to me without my even trying to open them. These opportunities have occurred automatically because I have wanted God's will and was intentionally committed to going through that process. The Course in Miracles states, God established his relationship with you to make you happy. God's will is to make me happy, to make you happy. and I have been freed as a result. I always was free. We are already free. But now I know it. We must grow into the idea. I have realized that God wants all of us to be happy and to follow our heart. It may take 70 years. It may take 70 lifetimes. Through my own process, I have learned that it is important to always move toward what I love. Spirit plants passions within us and invites a connection with us through that passion. Give yourself permission to do what you love to do. You got an idea what you love to do? Don't deny yourself that opportunity. That inner desire that you love to do is God's knocking on your door, asking you to co-create with the divine flow. It is your doorway to freedom, and it only requires you to engage in the activity you love to do the most. You can't beat that, folks.
Yeah.
It's like having your cake and eating it too, and there's no calories in that cake. Engage in your favorite activity. It can be anything. For me, it's writing and speaking. For Liz, it's drawing Zen tangos and baking wonderful tasting stuff. And there's no calories in that, right?
No.
Oh, there's no calories in that. You can taste it downstairs later. For Sarah, it's quilting. It doesn't matter what it is. It's God's gift to you because it makes you feel alive. And when you engage in it, you feel peaceful and one with God and the world. God planted that desire within you. Do what you need to do to let it shine. Pray. Self-reflect. Watch what you say to yourself and others. Those I am statements. Face your demons. Forgive yourself and others. And love God and follow God's will. And you will come to know the truth. That you are powerful, unlimited, an epitome of love. And without even knowing it, then you will be the light of the world, the good shepherd, and the bread of life. Because you will be loving God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and you will be loving yourself and you will be loving others. Then you'll be free. Let's pray. Let's take a few moments to just get still. Bring your attention to your breath. In and out. Slow, steady, strong, bountiful, life-filled breath. The holy breath. We breathe constantly. We know in our hearts that Jesus Christ's words are true. We will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. We are spiritually free already, created by freedom, for freedom, to live the truth of who we truly are. Powerful, unlimited, loving beings. Living from our divinity. Living our positive I am statements. We free ourselves from insecurity and negativity. We free ourselves from worry and despair. If negative thoughts enter our mind, we deny their power over us, and we affirm our freedom in all situations. We grow ever stronger and confident as we align with the freedom that is ours as a child of God. Our souls are fulfilled as we choose to live in love, peace, joy, and gratitude. Our freedom to choose rings in our hearts, guiding us to higher dimensions of understanding and deeper awareness. That not only are we free, we are freedom itself. Right this moment, we claim and embrace our divine gift of freedom. We are no longer slaves to our lower self. Let us take a short moment of meditation to express gratitude and seek insight from our deepest core in this silent time. Father, Mother, Spirit, for the insight, peace, and love we have received in this moment of contemplation, we say thank you.
Thank you.
And so it is. Amen. So let us now recite the prayer that Jesus taught together. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts,